Auntie Evelyn felt it, I think, hard, sort of. She always used to refer back to the fact of how young she'd been when she'd lost her mother.
That's right, yes.
She sort of used to.
Yes. And then, of course, you see, my aunt came up and she said to my father, well, I'll take Evelyn home with me. Yes. So, of course, she went straight away off to to her throne, you see, to Benamulla, to Auntie Dean.
Yeah.
And, she wasn't a mother, really, was she? But she was good to her, but she thinks there was a lot of things that weren't as good as they could be, you know.
Yes.
But, I mean, you'd think of it, she wouldn't appreciate a lot of things that had to be done, really and truly. Because she never had been a mother, and she looked after my other aunt's children and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That was all she knew about children.
That's right.
But I think on the whole, Evelyn was well looked after, really.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But she always resented the fact that she had to go away.
Yes.
But then it was done out of kindness because it wasn't fair to Kathleen.
Yes.
Really.
That's right, yes. And my father went for a little while to Aunt Delia's, but I think he proved more than she could manage, didn't he?
Michael?
Yes.
Oh, he was there for quite a while.
Yeah.
He would say, he'll tell you funny stories about how he had to. I think he really resented a lot of things that happened that time, because he had the pony to look after.
Yeah.
And after he came back, back home again, he wasn't there all that long, but after he came back again, of course, he and John were sleeping in one bed, and he got out of bed one night, and he was lying on the... There was a washstand with a ledge underneath that, you know, the water, you always rested on that, you know, when you were washing and that sort of thing. And Mother heard him, and he was lying on the ledge, this ledge, and he had something or other, and he was, go on, Dolly, go on, Dolly. Come on, Dolly, he was drunk driving the donkey. He was driving the donkey. He was driving the pony.
Yes.
And so Mother thought, oh no, his kids had more than he wanted.
Yes.
But he never went back. But
he used to tell all sorts of stories.
Oh yeah, but of course he did elaborate them, I think.
The story of the sweets in the box, the toffees in the box, where he'd that he was supposed to be selling, and he took one, and by the time he tried another one, and it got to the stage where the top layer was beginning, so he finished it off and cut the box down so she wouldn't realise that the top layer had gone.
I think on the whole she was never unkind to him, but I think he didn't really enjoy it, you know. She put a lot on him, really, because he'd have to drive that pony and trap into her throne and collect the goods, that sort of thing.
And he used on Sundays, he used to drive them to church. And as they went past sort of a spot where some miles across the field was the cemetery where the grandparents were buried.
Oh, that is if you were going to Glasson.
Was it? Oh,
yes.
She used to always cry as they passed this spot so many miles away from the...
Yes. That was as you went to Glasson, because they used to go to Glasson occasionally. They'd go to Mass in Athlone, and then instead of going home, they'd go to Glasson the other way, you see. And the cemetery was out the Glasson road.
Yes.
And, she really was...